அமஜான திமிரன். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ இட் இஸ் ரியலி வெரி என்கரேஜிங் டு சீ இன் சச் அ வெரி வெரி ஹாட் சல்ட்ரி ஆஃப்டர்நூன் with so many problems in the trains and all this, we have devotees still coming to associate and hear the glories of the Lord. Last Sunday we heard a beautiful class, the Sunday Bhagavatam class given by His Grace Premanidhi Prabhu, where he was mentioning about a story of people staying in oasis in a desert and going to different oases for their livelihood. So, as we can see the intense heat that is outside and the troubles that we all are facing, this whole city of Bombay can be compared to a very, very dry, desert-like situation. 6 days, all of us are in a very dry situation. But what is the oasis? The oasis means a place in a desert where there is ample facilities of water and people can stay there without really facing the troubles of the desert. But the oasis is right in the desert. That's the amazing quality of oasis. Being in the desert, it has no qualities of the desert. It is completely opposite to a desert, right? Because of the presence of water, which is a life-giving, life-saving creation of Krishna. So similarly, we are staying in this very desert-like situation in this world. But when we all come to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple or any temple for that matter of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON society, we are in the oasis. And we get the nourishment in the form of water, and that nourishment is by hearing the wonderful Krishna Katha that is going on in the temples. Srimad Bhagavatam, it was explained that it is Pibada Bhagavatam Rasama Alayam. It is a Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitam Phalam Sukha Mukhad Amrita Dravya Samuitam Pibada Bhagavatam Rasama Alayam Muhur Aho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. It means that this Srimad Bhagavatam is like a wonderful fruit, very juicy. And having tasted by Sukadev Goswami, this fruit has become even much more sweeter. Right? So this wonderful pastimes of the Lord are like, have the qualities which are present in the water. All of us, we have experienced the importance of water in this climate, right? We are thirsty, and especially we'll experience it on 7th of June, which is the day of Nirjal Ekadasi. We'll understand the importance of water. When we first take the first glass of water on 8th of June, we realize, oh, so nice. Our body is parched, dry without water. Right? So that quality of water, which is life-giving quality of the water, is present in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of the wonderful narrations of Krishna. It's like juice, very juicy, very nectarian, very life-giving. So Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with so many such juices in the form of 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. But of those 12 cantos, it is very clearly explained. We have a very clear understanding that the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the most relishable and most wonderful, the most sweetest part of the fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you take a fruit, the middle part, the top part is little, if you take a mango for example, the top part might be little khatta meetha. If it is not completely ripened, but the middle part is really, really sweet. Similarly, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is a very, very sweet, succulent part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And of that 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first 30 8 verses, chapters, or rather 40 chapters, which deal with the wonderful pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, are very wonderful. Arada Bhagavana Vrajeshtanaya Tad Dham Vrindavana Ramya Kachitupasana Vrajavadu Varge Navakalpita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that whom do we worship in our life? We worship Aradya Bhagavan of Rajesh Tanaya. That son who is a son of Nanda Maharaj, who is the king of Vrindavan, Rajesh Tanaya. So we worship Krishna, who is a resident of Vrindavan. Tad Dhamma Vrindavana. Of the dhams, of the holy places, what do we worship? We worship the holy land of Vrindavan. Ramya Kachitupasana Vrajavadhu. And who are the greatest devotees of the Lord, of Lord Sri Krishna? The gopis of Vrindavan. So all the wonderful things there in Vrindavan. So today, and after this hard endeavor all of you have made, we'll try our best to give you the nectar of one of such wonderful stories or pastimes of Krishna, which is present in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Try to understand, what is this Bhagavatam? This Bhagavatam is a description or a narration by Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, who is on a verge of death. Who is dying. And Sukadev Goswami Maharaj, I'm sorry, Parikshit Maharaj, has not eaten, has not slept, has not even got up to really free his body for the last 5 days, or maybe 6 days, when he's hearing the 10th canto. Try to understand the situation of Parikshit Maharaj. We usually, you know, we have to stretch ourselves, you know, and just walk around if there's a long class. But for 5 to 6 full days, Parikshit Maharaj is sitting in a not a very comfortable position. If you see the photographs, he's sitting in a position of receiving knowledge. And he's hearing. So here we are taking you to a particular pastime where Krishna kills the Aghasura demon. He has killed him, and Parikshit Maharaj is hearing with rapt attention, with all his senses completely alert, because he knew this is the only hope for me, because I am a person who is about to die. And Krishna Katha is the only hope for me. So he had given up everything, was hearing with rapt attention. So, after Sukadev Goswami describes the narration of Aghasur, Parikshit Maharaj makes a wonderful inquiry. He says, Brahmanam kalantara kritam tatkali nam katham bhavet yat komara hari kritam jagau paugande arbhakaha. This inquiry made by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukadev Goswami. He said, oh my dear sage, how could things done in the past have been described as being done at the present? Lord Krishna performed his pastimes of killing Aghasur during his Komar age. How then, during his Pauganda age, could the boys have described the incident as being happened recently? What was happening is, Krishna killed the Aghasur demon when he was in the Komar avastha, from 5 to 10 years. And then the description of this pastime was told by the cowherd boys to the Vrijbasis when Krishna was in the Pauganda age. So he asked this question. So Sukadev Goswami said, my dear king, you are making the subject matter of transcendental pastime of Krishna fresh and fresh by your amazing inquiries and inquisitiveness. He noticed, well, this happened at Komar Avastha. How is it that they are discussing in Pauganda Avastha? So what is the quality of a student of Bhagavatam? He has to be very alert. So please, those who are sleeping, please be alert. That's the quality. It's not me who is speaking. Sukadev Goswami is speaking. I know it is very hot, very sultry, very uncomfortable. But all of you have enough of breakfast, I'm sure, in your stomachs. Sukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj had nothing for the last 6 days. Still he was making these inquiries, very alert, sharp. So Sukadev Goswami was very pleased. Prabhupada will be very pleased if he heard these wonderful pastimes of Krishna very attentively. So he said, my dear king, you are making this pastime of Krishna much more interesting. The pastime of Krishna is very interesting by itself. But by your wonderful inquiries and by your inquisitiveness, you are making this pastime even much more wonderful. Very, very wonderful. He said, I will tell you the reason why this is so. Why is it that they discussed the pastimes when Krishna was in the Pauganda age and not when he was a Kaumara age? Sudha Goswami says that before I start, I want to tell you, the best of devotees, most fortunate Parikshit, you have inquired very nicely, for although constantly hearing the pastime of the Lord, you are perceiving his activities to be newer and newer. The word used for Parikshit Maharaj here by Sukhdeva Goswami is Bhagavata Uttama. Oh, Bhagavata Uttama, oh, best of the devotees. Why is that devotee the best devotee, Parikshit Maharaj? Because of his inquisitiveness to hear Krishna Katha, he is making the pastimes more and more and more relishable. That is the quality of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the speaker is speaking and the audience is relishing it and inquisitive to hear, there is more nectar being churned out of that. So he explained that after killing Agasu demon, which was in the morning, it is explained by Prabhupada, that Krishna would every day, morning and evening, kill one demon. That was his daily activities. Every day he would go to the forest and then he would kill a demon. And then, you know, he would have his pastimes, because Krishna at this time was grazing the cows with his cowherd boys in the holy land of Vrindavan. So Krishna had killed Agasu demon and he was very hungry. The acharyas explained that Krishna, he accepts his food from the yagyas. How is he hungry? His atma bhuk. What is it? Atma bhuk. That he, whatever offerings we put on the yagya, he accepts it, and the yagya is going on everywhere. How does Krishna say that he's hungry? How does Krishna have the qualities of an ordinary human being? There's nothing outside of Krishna. Krishna is perfect and complete. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. The Krishna is perfect and complete. Everything emanating from Krishna is perfect and complete. But how is Krishna saying, I am hungry? That means when he's hungry, there's something missing in him. The food has to go in his stomach. How is it possible? This is the pastime of Krishna. By his acting like this, he's making the pastime more and more sweeter. So he goes, and it is already a little late because he killed the Agasu demon, and the coward boys, the way they would have their itinerary would be, they would have their breakfast in the forest of Vrindavan. And the mothers would pack amazing items. We all remember, right, in our school times. It was the most ecstatic time. I remember when there was 10-20 recess in my school. We were all wondering what is mother packed in our lunch, in our tiffins. And if something is very nice, I remember what I would do. I would cover my tiffin with the cover so nobody sees it. Because we eat it very fast, so nobody shares it. And if something is not so good, some biscuits, then I say, oh, come, this, all of you, what have you got? Let us share. So Krishna is the cause of all causes. This desire of companionship, desire of friendship, desire of sharing comes originally from Krishna, because Krishna loves to share food with his friends. So we, as small part and parcel of Krishna, have the same propensity, but in a perverted reflection. We want to eat something which is good and share something which is bad. But Krishna wants to share everything with everybody. So he said that let us find a nice spot. We should have a nice spot to eat prasad. So he was saying, they then went a little ahead and said, here, you find the wonderful soft sandy banks of the Jamuna. He said, he was pointing towards one particular situation, which was right on the banks of Jamuna River. Jamuna was flowing. The lotus flowers are in water and beautifully blooming, and they're distributing fragrance all over. Can you imagine? Try to understand. What will this situation be? There's water, Jamuna, flowing, not a small stream the way we see, unfortunately, right now in Vrindavan. So sad. But at that time, during the time of Krishna, 5,000 years ago, Jamuna was flowing in all her glory, serving Krishna. She's flowing on the sandy banks of the Jamuna. There are beautiful lotuses blooming in the river Jamuna. And they are so much fragrant that the fragrance is spreading all over the atmosphere. When you smell anything in there, what do we smell nowadays? When we walk, what do we smell now? It is all junk, because the world is junk, because, you know, it is filled with non-Krishna conscious energy. But at the time of Krishna, everything was fresh and fragrant.
groups of lotuses were trying to serve Krishna by increasing their fragrance so that when Krishna takes his, so that he feels very refreshed, and so do the coward friends. He said, there's a beautiful lotuses blooming in the Jamuna. There are birds chirping and the peacocks are cooing. And there's wonderful whispering of the leaves of the trees. That means it is not a storm which is blowing, but there's a slight air which is blowing, which is thus rubbing the leaves as if the leaves are whispering to each other. So you can imagine it was a very, very enchanting atmosphere. And Krishna said, let us all sit down here to have our prasadam. Because anyway, our abdomens are gone inside because of hunger. So they all sat down. Krishna sat in the middle. And all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of coward boys sat around Krishna. Srila Prabhupada empowered his artists in such amazing way that we have this photograph. We are trying to get it here, but we couldn't really show it to all of you. We all know the photograph where Krishna is sitting in the middle and all the coward boys are eating their prasad. So slowly, slowly, they all open their tiffin boxes. And all the coward boys, they find something very amazing. They feel that Krishna is looking just at me. Because Krishna has that power. What is the Shakti is called? I forget the name of that. That some Pratnika, that is where Krishna is present everywhere. Krishna says, everywhere are my eyes, everywhere are my hands, it says in the Gita. So Krishna proved that in this situation where the coward boys all felt that Krishna is looking at me. Even though coward boy was sitting behind Krishna, but he felt that Krishna is looking at me. So Krishna was like the whirl of a lotus flower, and all the coward boys were like wonderful petals of the lotus. And one by one they opened the tiffin boxes. And of course, you know, nowadays when we go for a picnic, we use thermocol plates, right? or that dharaga, that paper plates. That's what we use. But what were the plates used by Krishna's friends? Somebody took a big leaf of a flower and made it as a plate. Somebody tore open one bark of a tree and made it as a plate. Somebody was having it on his own hands and used it as a plate. Somebody put it on his thighs and that was a plate of his. So the coward boys were completely freak out people. They really enjoyed themselves. Whatever was available, they were self-sufficient because Vrindavan would provide everything for their enjoyment. That is the quality of Braj Bhumi. Everything that a Krishna and coward boys required was provided by the holy land of Braj. So they had made these wonderful plates. Now I heard this wonderful story which is from one of the bona fide Braj Basis from in Barsana. He said Krishna was sitting, and Krishna was always keen what people have got, especially what Madhumangal has got. Madhumangal is a very dear friend of Krishna. But this time, on this day, Madhumangal, his mother was maybe too busy or something, so she gave a whole pot full of buttermilk to Madhumangal. And Madhumangal gets hungry very fast, you all know. Right? The story is, he has that Leela. Is right here somewhere. Madhumangal Maharaj. See, you can see he's holding ladus. He's always hungry. Right? So, he didn't want to share because he said, if I share, I'll not get anything. So, all the friends were sitting. They're always sharing each other. And Madhumangal was right there, a little away. And Krishna saw. And Madhumangal was taking his spot and was drinking as fast as he could with buttermilk coming out from both the sides of his mouth. And Krishna said, stop, Madhumangal, stop! I want your buttermilk. Madhumangal said, no, he was drinking faster and faster. Krishna got up. And by that time, Madhumangal had finished drinking his pot. But he still had the buttermilk in his mouth. Now try to imagine the situation. Krishna had just killed the Agasura demon just a few hours back. And the demigods were amazed that who is this person who has killed the most powerful Agasura? They were all around Krishna on from the skies seeing what Krishna is doing. And along, you know, there was Shiva. There's all the demigods and Lord Brahma, who is the creator, was also there, seeing, observing. This Krishna is an amazing boy. So they also saw this, that Krishna got up and he ran towards Madhumangal. And Madhumangal was in a great hurry, just put a pot and he was there. Krishna, right in time, reached Madhumangal when he was about to gulp in the last drink of buttermilk and he punched on his mouth. Now, can you imagine? Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. He punched on his mouth. Not only he punched, but while punching, Krishna opened his own mouth. And right from the mouth of Madhu Mangal, the buttermilk was right in the mouth. Now, what can be a bigger maha than this? To be right in the mouth and then coming out. Krishna is lalait. Krishna is, as the word used by this Brijbasi, that Krishna is hankering for this Mahaprasad of his devotees. The devotees hanker for Krishna's Mahaprasad, but Krishna hankers for devotees' Mahaprasad. There is a loving relation. So Krishna was, he gulped in at least a good portion of the buttermilk from Madhu Mangal's mouth. And when Brahma saw this, he said, what is this? I know Brahma is the husband of Saraswati, he's husband of learning. I said, God doesn't do all these things. How can God, beat on somebody's cheeks and drink the buttermilk? He was completely bewildered. Anyways, the Brahma was trying to figure out, scratching his foreheads, trying to figure out what is this. But Krishna came back and he was laughing, and a coward was laughing. And then in the meantime, one coward boy, he took a samosa, removed the masala from samosa and put jasmine flowers in the samosa. Krishna's nice samosa, please take this. My mother has made me so much love. And Krishna ate it and he made such a bitter sound because it was jasmine flowers. And when Brahma saw this, he said, what is this going on? Krishna is knower of everything. He knows everything. Did he not know that there were jasmine flowers in the samosa and not the samosa masala? He got more bewildered. So he said, this is too much. So this pastime was going on. The powered boys were enjoying themselves. Fun. That's what is Vrindavan. That's what we all really belong to. Can you imagine? We all belong to this place of Braj Bhumi where there is fun and floric 24 hours, 365 days for rest of eternity. And from that place, we desire to come to this place to enjoy separate from Krishna. What an unfortunate situation. So sad. But anyway, we have hope. Because Prabhupada's mercy, we can go back. Right? So Krishna was doing all these amazing pastimes. And while they were sitting down, I forgot to mention, he told that, my dear coward friends, don't worry. We will park our, not cars, but our calves in places where they can eat the soft, fresh grass of Braj Bhumi. And they can be also enjoying, we can also enjoy. So while they were enjoying, they got so engrossed. They didn't really keep the eye over the cows. And the cows started, going in different directions. And they realized, well, cows are gone. Now, Krishna is the servant of the servant of the servant of his devotees. Even the devotees wants to be his servant. Krishna said, all of you don't worry about getting up from your prasadam. You don't worry. You have a prasadam nicely. I will go and see. Krishna, again and again, is trying to show from his leelas that how he wants to serve his devotees. Krishna would say, hey, Madhu Mangal, just see where the cows are. I don't know where they are. Hey, Sridhama, go there. But he said, no, I'll go myself. You all enjoy prasad. I'm your servant. That was his mood. Let me go and see. When Krishna went, he saw the cows were not to be seen anywhere. And when he came back, as explained, he was carrying rice with butter in one hand and pickles. Of amla pickles, the acharya has explained. So there was pickles that time also. The amla pickles, and he came in the situation. When he came back, even the coward boys were not there. Brahma had played a trick. He had kidnapped the cows. When Krishna went, he had kidnapped the coward boys. So, when Krishna realized that, Brahma was quite proud and not able to understand the prowess of Krishna, he played his own wonderful trick. Krishna has an internal and external reason for doing whatever he does. It is said the gopis of Vrindavan were always praying that when will the day come, they would worship goddess Katyayani, that when will Krishna become her husband? They were desiring this. So Krishna said, well, let's do some multitask jobs, multiple things. So he expanded himself as the cows,
as the Cowherd boys. Same number, same features, everything same. And they went to their houses that evening. The story is very, very long. It was. We will not really go into details of the story. But it explained that suddenly, the mothers of the Cowherd boys started feeling much more intense love for the Cowherd boys. And it was equal to the love that they felt for Krishna. And the cows, they felt intense love for their calves. It was the same love that they used to feel when they saw Krishna. And they're wondering, how is this possible? So like that, many, many months passed. And as we have heard, the Krishna said that, during that period, he said that, let all the gopis get married to the different Cowherd boys. And that's how, as some acharyas explained, that's how Krishna married all the gopis of Vrindavan during that period. So when it was some time, when Balramji realized after almost a year of this pastime, he said, this is amazing. That how is it that the cows are having so much love for the cows, and how is it the gopis and the Cowherd the parents are loving their children so much same as Krishna? And then Balramji could realize that this was nothing but all Krishna's. Krishna expanded himself into cows and Cowherd boys, and that's how this is happening. And he spoke to Krishna, and then this was exactly a time which was just one moment for Brahma up there. He put the Cowherd boys and the cows, and in one moment he wanted to see what is the fun. Let's see what happens now. What will this person do? But as he explained, that if a small mystic person tries to play tricks with a bigger mystic person, then he gets fooled by his own trick. So Brahma got fooled by his own trick, because he was playing with Krishna, the supreme mystic. The supreme is the mystic of all mystics. So he got bewildered. Well, there are cows and Cowherd boys here. They went there. They are there also. And then Krishna, in order to give some understanding to Lord Brahma, right in front of his eyes, he saw every single cows, all the cows and all the Cowherd boys with four-handed Vishnu Murti forms. All of them, they gave darshan to Lord Brahma in 400 Vishnu Murti forms. And they could see that they had beautiful features, wearing yellow, wonderful dhoti, Vaijanti mala, Kaustubhaman, everything was there. They were as good as Vishnu Murtis. And then comes a very, very beautiful thing that Lord Brahma saw. Kala swabhava samskara kama karma gunadibhi swamahi drishta mahibhir Murti Madhibir Upashtita. Lord Brahma saw a very, very wonderful thing. Who are the people who were serving these Vishnu Murtis? He said, Lord Brahma saw that Kala, the time factor, Swabhava, Samskara, Karma, and Gunas, their own independence being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, had all taken forms and were also worshipping these Vishnu Murtis. So the Kala, the time factor, was worshipping the Vishnu Murtis. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that there are five assistants to Kala, or the time factor. Now all of us know the time factor. The time is passing, it passes. It is said that one of the means of really deranging or completely making a person crazy, if you want to really do that, then you expose him to the constant ticking of a clock. You just imagine if you keep on hearing the sound of a clock, tick, 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 you hear it for a long time, you go crazy. Because the power of time past is a very, very, very fearful situation. You all experienced? When you see horror movies, right? When there is a really peak of the horror, and you know, either the ghost or somebody's going to come, what do you hear? Tick. Tick, tick, right? You feel, what is going to happen? Because this time factor has a very, very powerful influence. It is very fearful. Time factor is very, because time is something which is so very precious, and so very rare, that you cannot buy it with millions and millions of rupees or dollars gonna be purchased. So because he's such a powerful personality, Krishna says in the Gita that kalosmin loka kshaya krita, the time I am destroyer of all. Krishna says that I am that time. It is not that time is the expansion of Krishna. It is Krishna himself comes in the form of time. And because time is such a powerful personality, the presence of time, he has, when a powerful personality is there, he has assistants to serve and help him to perform his duties. And who are the assistants? Very wonderful to see. The Swabhav. The time factor is affecting every single person in the world. The weather, for example, the weather, you know, everybody is suffering from the heat here. But people who are in some other part of the country, they are having very cool climate. Our Radha Gopinath Prabhu and Gorgopal Prabhu who are in Ukraine, in Kyiv, it is a nice, pleasant climate there. They are not being tormented by the climate. So climate doesn't affect everybody. There's some depression of financial market here. Doesn't affect the people in other countries. But the time factor is uniformly affecting everybody simultaneously. And everyone in the world right now are affected by time. It is going away. That is the form thing happening to everybody. Nobody can say that I am not affected by time. That's how time is so powerful. So everybody is affected by time. And what are the assistants of time? What really... Who are the people who are serving time? The person's swabhav or the nature. The samskaras. Prabhupada explains the five assistants are the swabhav, the samskaras, the kaam, the desires of the person, the activities or the karma, and the guna or the real nature. These are the assistants. Now try to imagine such very, very powerful assistants time has got. Swabhav. You can't change a person's swabhav. When somebody does a mistake, say, Prabhu, this is my nature, what to do? It takes a long time to change the swabhav. For us, the upbringing, the desires, it takes a long, long time to really get rid of the... The activities are all because we are all governed by our karma, and based on the karma, we perform activities. So it is difficult to really control activities. And the gunas, we are all forced to be in the three modes of material nature always. So, this time factor is always tormenting all of us, along with his assistants. If you see a person in the material world, if you sit with him, he'll always think of, he'll always lament of what he did not do in the past. Right? I didn't do this. I hope I could have studied very nicely, but I didn't do it. So, his lament of the past, he is always anxious about the present. What will happen now? What will happen now? And he is always fearful of the future. Right? Now, to really understand this principle, we'll take a very, very live, current example. All of you have known, what is the talk of the town? The stock market, right? Everybody, including the devotees, they're talking about the stock market. The crash. So everybody, say typically a person who wants to do something in the stock market, he's seeing that everybody's making money, the market is going 300, 400, 500 points up. So when he comes, he enters the market, he's repenting that why I didn't come in the past. He's lamenting over the past. Right? That I missed a chance to make money. He's lamenting over that past. And then when he gets the money, he always anxiety. Abhi kya hoga? You have seen, I don't know if all of you are sadhus, I don't know, but I have seen people who are sitting in front of the bolt. The bolt is a screen which shows you the stock market price. And you see, he's here, many of you are working in a stock market. You see the person, he's just biting his nails. You see, most likely, I've observed a common feature. The people are sitting in front of the bolt, their nails are very short. And I am 99% right in this observation. Because what if, when you bite your nails, you have anxiety. You start biting your nails. And the nails become so small that you're practically eating up all your nail. So what happens? The person is in anxiety. that. What will I bought this at this price? I bought and it goes down, down, down. His anxiety. And then he's fearful. The market is, what will the price of my stock tomorrow? So, lamenting the past, anxious about the present, and fearful about the future. That's what our life is filled with, right? Is it not true? We are always hankering on lamenting. Brahmabhuta prasannatmana shochitina kankshati. A person who is the Brahmabhuta platform neither hankers nor laments. But a person who is Bhuta platform who is trying to see time and not as Krishna. The things that are the outcome of the time factor causes lamentation, anxiety, and fearful situation. But it happens, you know, when we see time as Krishna, as a completely different situation. Time, even though it is an absolute quality, it's absolute, but still it is relative to the way a person is based in what situation. A simple example. All of you are in a bus stop. 5 minutes of stopping at the bus will be feeling like, when will the bus come? And we might see the clock at least 4 times in 5 minutes. Is it not true? Because you are waiting for something. I heard from the authorities said that either somebody says yes or no, but the most difficult is to say wait. Waiting is very difficult. So when you're waiting, you feel time is going very, very slow. But compared to that, for those who are dressing Radha Gopinath, and it's a festival dressing, those who are dressers will understand. They're dressing, they have so many flowers, so many jewelry, so many wonderful clothes of the deities. And you know, there's a particular time they have to end. And never, ever it has happened that the dresser finishes on time. Because time is always short. Because he has so much to do, and time is short. So time is relative. Something which you are allowed to do, the time becomes very, very, doesn't short. And something which you don't like to do, the same time becomes very long. The 5 minutes wait becomes very long. Right? And another important aspect of time which we all should understand is when we are absorbed in something, time ceases to be. Why is it that there's no time in the spiritual world? We have heard, right? There's no time. But our real understanding is there is time present, but doesn't affect the people because they're all absorbed in serving Krishna. Because when you're absorbed, you don't feel the presence of time. As I explained in the Bhagavatam, that Krishna would go every day to graze his cows. When you say every day, that means it was yesterday, it was today. And tomorrow also will go. So time is present, but why we say that time is not present in the spiritual world? Because the devotees are so absorbed. Similarly, a materialist, absorbed in doing his sense gratification, he feels that time doesn't exist. The person who is in his fit of enjoyment, he doesn't realize that time is flying. And he is old now, doesn't realize it. Anup Jalota would say, right? Bachpan bita, khel kud mein bhari jawani soya. Aaya budapa, ab kyun soche, kya paya, kya khoya. I heard it years back. This came to my mind. That a person, you know, because he's in vacation, bachpan bita, khel kud mein. He has left, he has enjoyed his life playing, enjoying. Nowadays, nobody plays. You know, this giving example of cricket has become, because I heard that no boys nowadays play. They're all in video parlors. Playing PlayStations. Nobody plays. That's why you see very obese children nowadays. Everybody's obese, fat. It's a fact. All American children born now, 67% of children in America who are in their 6 to 10 years of age are all obese. Because they eat cheese and they eat hamburgers or pizzas while they're playing games because they become boom, 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 boom. Obese. Nobody plays games. Everybody video. Everything is video. I see all video parlors. There are lines of 50, 60 children just want to play games. Unfortunate. Sad. So everybody is engrossed in playing games. Bachpan bita khel kud mein. We are enjoying. Bhari jawani soya. Old yaar, kya sone do, maza karo life mein, yaar, enjoy life. What is the problem? I am young and let me, you are sleeping all your life and maybe working hard. You are working so hard that you feel like sleeping all your life. Saturday, Sunday, don't tell me to come to temple. I want to sleep. And what do people do? Literally, a karmis, a devotee who is a deep. For him, a Sunday starts as early as 3:34. He runs to temple because the whole week he is busy working. But you see a typical karmi. I've seen, sometimes I'm at home, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm about to leave for temple, there's the people who are brushing their teeth outside the house and, doing their, scraping their tongue. Unfortunate that they sleep till 12. Mode of ignorance. And then when you become old, then you realize, what did I gain and what did I lose? What is the balance sheet of my life? I have not gained anything. Time has passed. It's all gone. I didn't lose. So we should understand that this time which is given to us is a very, very, very important commodity. Peter Burwash, in his book on leadership, says, if you want to be a good leader, you should use time in such a way as if you are paid for it. A typical example, devotees going on a flight. They take a flight. Devotees take flights, right? They paid some big amount for the flight. I'll give my example. I went to Jagannath, I went to Mayapur for Panchatattva installation. I know, of course, flight was costly, so I had paid for it because I wanted to attend this Panchatattva installation. And I had specifically ordered that I want Jain food, and I had paid a big amount. But, the lady says, oh, my dear sir, we are sorry, there's no Jain food. It's very smiling, they say even the most sorry thing so smilingly. That's what they're trained for. Sorry, sir, there's no Jain food. What to do, sir? I said, and of course, it's Mataji, so you can't really fire her. So he said, get me ice cream. So you have ice cream? Yes, sir, ice cream. Myself, Harivala Prabhu were together, Harivala Prabhu. So we were together and we have to vasool karne ka paisa, yaar. We have paid. So we kept on ordering from Bombay to Calcutta. We ate 7 ice creams. I said, more. And she couldn't refuse because she was at fault. Anything else, sir? I said, one more. Yes, sir. And Harivala next year. Anything else, cream? Kept on eating because vasool karne ka hai. We have vasool. Because we have paid for it. Right? Now just imagine. If we realize, if we understand that we have paid. And the fact is we have paid. We have paid our whole life to get this time. But if we use each and every moment of time given to us by Krishna in such a way that we are paid a big sum of money, what will you do? How will you use your time? Use it like you want to get the maximum out of it, right? You'll not be spaced out. You'll be quite focused on how you use your time. I'm reminded of a time when we first come to Krishna consciousness. The time affects devotees also. The time when we all came to the Hare Krishna movement, the Radha Gopinath temple or whichever temple you went first in your life, you felt so wonderful. Why is your time? You said, I will go and I will associate with devotees. They're desire trees. When I sit below a devotee, and all my desires will be fulfilled. So you're hankering, running towards that devotee and you associate with that devotee. But unfortunately, as time passes by, we take things for granted. We have seen the normal scene that we see in talking on the phone. If someone is talking, is a very old phone and put it back in the bag in this pocket. But if the phone is a very new phone, what do they do? They'll talk and then put it. You have seen this? They talk because, and then they rub it and they clean it and they put it back. You have seen this? For first 6 months when a phone is new, we are so possessive. One scratch on the phone, on the screen. At least I remember when I spent my first phone. One scratch. Because it's new. And then it fell down. Practically from the first floor, I didn't mind. Good, it fell down, I'll buy a new phone. Anything new, we take very, very good care of it. But as the time passes by, again the time factor. The same thing, we don't bother about it. Right? We are completely careless about it. The same thing happens when we come to Krishna consciousness as a commodity. That it is new. We are very enthusiastic. Very, very fired up. But as we spend time in Krishna, what happens as the time passes, that time influences us. The time is described by Krishna that I destroy everything. What is it that time destroys? It destroys the enthusiasm of the devotee. And then the devotee starts thinking of all excuses which he had earlier completely ignored of why he should not come to temple. It's so hot, you know, Prabhuji, you know, garmi hota hai na. Nowadays I'm having a lot of pit problem, you know, so, and you know, we'll take care of health. Bhakti Thakur said, to take care of health is first. So I'll stay in temple, I'll stay at home. I'll hear the class on the phone, no problem. I'm a devotee, you know, I know hearing class is very important. But, you know, so hot, loss of enthusiasm. If there's some genuine reason, it is fine. But we should always be very careful. Why is the mind tricking us to perform devotional service? The reason is that we lose enthusiasm. That is a powerful danger for a sadhaka. The time factor corrodes our enthusiasm. We don't find anything very exciting. I remember when the first time I was going to Vrindavan, I got permission from my spiritual master that you can come to Vrindavan. And the first time I landed, you know, I was thinking, oh, where are the cows? Where is Krishna Balram? I was like, everything was spiritual. I heard in the Krishna book that Krishna and Balram are everywhere. So I was saying, oh, Krishna is there. But now when I land to Mathura, you know, don't feel any ecstasy. Don't feel anything. Same place. Because of time factor, as you are lost enthusiasm. That eagerness is lost. Don't we experience this sometimes? And Matajis, we experience this, right? It's because of time factor. Loss of enthusiasm. Another thing that happens because of time factors is that we become very, very mechanical in what we are doing. In our spiritual practices, we become very mechanical. There is no bhav in what we do. We just do it as there's a yatra announced. Mechanically, we book the tickets. Mechanically, we book the hotels. And we go to Jagannapuri. If we put mechanically, we come back. But there is no change of the heart. Because we have done this so much. We are taking it for granted. I remember one very brilliant lecture given by Maharaj on how mechanical we can be. He's talking about offering obeisances. That first time when we hear the six Goswamis would offer obeisances at least 1,000 times every day. When we heard this first, when we offered obeisances, we had really great love when we offered the Vancha Kalpataru. We had a lot of love. Am I right, all of you? We felt so nice when we offered obeisances. But next, after a few years, you see a devotee, are aa gaya. Then you have to bow down. And then Radhanath Maharaj explained. Then it's like a robo who is programmed. And he says, Vancha kalpa tarubya chakripa chindubya. Like a robo is programmed, right? He's programmed and he will bow down, and then he'll speak. Mechanical. No bhav. But what is our society? Is it the society of International Society for Krishna activities? Is it activity based or consciousness based? It is based on consciousness. Activity is not important. It is important provided there is consciousness behind it. But the main problem is it becomes so mechanical. Every day coming to Sunday feast, I've been coming for the last 15 years, the same temple. Even the wooden floor, Mara doesn't change to make it marble. Every same marble, same wooden floor. Nothing changes. There is change, but you know now it will not be changing. This will be remain like this for next 100 years. Everything, the same Bhagavatam. Are speak something different. Speak on Gopal Champu. Vidagdham Madhav. No, it's the same thing. And then it becomes mechanical. Fortunate situation. Very sad. Things become very, very mechanical. This is again because of the time factor. Very, very dangerous. And then, another very major effect of the time factor that we all go through is that we take the opportunity of being Krishna conscious for granted. We don't value the amazing gift that Pad has given us of the chance to associate with devotees and be conscious. We take it for granted. Can you imagine what a great catastrophe is this in our life? the devotees and the service of devotees is the only hope to get rid of from this material world and go back to Godhead. When we take that for granted, and the outcome of that taking for granted is criticism to devotees. We start criticizing, start finding faults. What happens when we become a devotee? In the first month, we see everybody up and we see ourselves very fallen. Am I right? Because we hear that you are fallen. There was one, I always like to describe this. I was quite bewildered. I came to the Krishna Conscious Temple and I heard two devotees talking. And you know, as we say, devotees have their own language. The devotee language and then the outside world. Isn't it? So the devotee we're talking is a Prabhu, I am very fallen. No, Prabhu, you're not. I am very fallen. I am more fallen than you. Then the person said, no, the worm in the stool. So that person was cornered. See, toh bahut jyada hi bol diya. I have to speak something to counteract this. I was hearing this, by the way. He said, Prabhu, I am the worm in the stool of that worm. When I heard that, I said, how can you be a worm in the stool of that worm? Okay. The idea was he wanted to impress that I am most fallen and you are great. It's a crazy what they talk, crazy things. First of all, you never talk of stool in the outside world, right? You never talk, and devotees love to talk about stool. And that talking about worm in that stool, it is completely unheard of. It is only done in the private of your bathroom when you see worms there, that's all. You don't talk about it, but here devotees openly talk about stool in the worm and wet stool, dry stool, all these things I started hearing. So we feel that everybody is great and we are fallen. Then after a couple of years of Krishna consciousness, we feel that everybody is great, but I'm okay. Because you know, I chanted today and I got one tear in my eye. That means I'm getting some taste in the holy name. Some tear, I was pressing my eyes, no doubt, but I got one tear. So what do you feel? Devotees are great? Also great. When you spend more time in Krishna consciousness, if you are not properly focused, of course, if you are not properly focused in the philosophy, then what do you start feeling? That I am great and everybody else is useless. I am great, everybody else is useless. And you start finding faults with everybody, and it will not end at devotees. It will go to your spiritual master. It will go to Srila Prabhupada. It will go to Krishna himself if you don't take care. This is all because of the time factor. When you don't, you're not focused in the process of Krishna consciousness properly. You take devotees for granted and you try to establish that how right and how that devotee is wrong. We all should understand that what is it that we want to achieve out of Krishna consciousness? Why have we all come to the Hare Krishna movement? Have we come here to find faults in devotees? Is that the purpose, Prabhus, that you came here? We didn't come here for that. We came here for something different. We came here to advance in Krishna consciousness. And there was a beautiful lecture I heard of one of the leaders of this temple. He was making a point. You might find a fault with one devotee. And the devotee might actually be wrong and you might be actually right. And you might convince all your authorities how you are right and he is wrong. But what happens out of this? You might convince your authority right and he's wrong, but you, by this activity of finding faults and really a very, very important aspect of your discussion, by doing that, any spiritual progress. You are proved that you are right, but you don't make spiritual progress. What a brilliant statement. You might find fault and you might convince the whole world that how you are right and he's wrong, but in the bargain, you don't make any spiritual progress, because Krishna consciousness is not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of something is beyond just being right. And Krishna is a matter of cooperation. That is, you might prove that he's right and he's wrong, and you might really be happy and satisfied. But Krishna is not pleased by that. Guru is not pleased by that. Krishna consciousness is beyond just being right and wrong. Please, Prabhuji, take this statement. Let this be a take-home statement. Made by this wonderful leader. Krishna consciousness is not just right or wrong. It is beyond just being right and wrong. We are not here to find what is right and what is wrong. If you want to do that, go to the material, you will find many faults and you will enjoy finding faults with them. But when you come to Radha Gopinath temple or come to any temple of the Hare Krishna movement, we are not here to find faults. You might find faults, but that's not your glory. That is the major, major effect of the time factor. As the time passes, we take the process of Krishna consciousness for granted. We devotees for granted. And the outcome of taking things for granted is that we start committing aparadhas to the devotees. And when you commit aparad, there is no way any can save you from that aparad. Absolutely no way. Krishna has nothing to do with you. Right? And another very, very major thing that happens with the time factor is that we get sometimes bored by the process of Krishna consciousness. What is the propaganda of the material world? The material world is constantly propagating that if something gets spoiled, don't repair it, change it. Right? The change is what is the talk of the hour today. You don't, something doesn't work, change it. There's no question of tolerating something. You don't tolerate. Everybody can tolerate things. Just change and buy new. Right? To the extent that if you can't get along with your wife, change her. No problem. The same thing, unfortunately, comes in the Hare Krishna movement. This Hare Krishna, I have chanted for such a long time. This month, I've been chanting for like 15 years. We should have some new mantra. And unfortunately, so ridiculous it is that there are organizations who are following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but who chant. It is even sinful to even speak sitting on this seat because they have changed the mantra. So we will get this desire of changing the process of Krishna consciousness because it sounds very boring. Everything, every time the same. The same samsara dava. Why don't we have sometimes some different, 5 o'clock, samsara dava, and same tune. You have to sing the same tune. Can't different tune also. Same thing again and again and again. So a person who is not properly focused, as the time passes, he said, let me do something new. And that's where he starts deviating from the philosophy. There are so many people who have deviated. Prabhupada gave something. But he said, no, this is not what Prabhupada meant. They start changing it. And that is created a walk in our society. The desire to change what Prabhupada has given us. They couldn't maintain it. Given that's what Prabhupada called it. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't change. Because he knew we have a desire to change things. Right? This is the time factor. But that's the swabhav. The swabhav, which is the assistant of the time factor. Now by nature, we want to revolt against Krishna. By nature of activities are organized that we want to revolt against Krishna. That is unfortunate situation that we are all in. I think we change Krishna consciousness also. We start changing things. So, and the last thing that happens with the time factor, that we see Krishna consciousness as a big burden. Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, when you see the deities and you see that what is this burden that my spiritual master has given me, worship. This is the most unfortunate thing. We all are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. This is the wonderful gift of the spiritual master. The spiritual master has personally chanted on your beads, has tasted the holy name and given the holy name to you. It is Mahaprasad of the spiritual master. But when we see this Mahaprasad of spiritual master as a burden, and God, what a burden it is. It's disgusting. We feel Hare Krishna. Why? Because we are not rightly situated. If we are wrongly affected by that time factor, it is eroding our Krishna consciousness. So now when we are getting corroded by the time factor, we need to apply the anti-rust. Right? Because the way this material world is created, everything gets corroded, right? Even your things, it gets corroded. So we have to have corrosion in our spiritual life, which will help us to really tolerate the passage of time, because time corrodes, time destroys. What has happened by time? Time, the big rulers have gone into oblivion because of time. Where is this man of the man? What is that? Ravi Shastri, what was he? Champion of champions.
Who talks about this fellow now? He's, Sachin Tendulkar is almost going. He's on the verge of going. Everybody, the time factor. Everybody has that time of their glory. The high and low and the diminishing factor. Time diminishes everything. Right? So what is it that we should do so that if we don't get the time factor? Srila Prabhupada thinks that these five assistants of the time factor, they are so difficult. The way you can control them, but the only way you can control these five assistants of time and the time itself is by regularly using the pastimes of the Lord. Because it is only Krishna who can control the time factor. Because in this pastime of Lord Brahma, see, the time factor of the five assistants are subservient to the Vishnumurtis. They are serving the Vishnumurti. It's a wonderful understanding that we can get from this. The time factor is corrupt, but how do we really have a system where we don't get corroded? And it is by regularly Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatir Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. By regularly hearing the pastimes of the Lord in the mood of Parikshit Maharaj, inquisitive. When you hear with inquisitiveness, the pastime becomes more and more newer and newer. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatir Uttama Sloke. Krishna consciousness or pure devotional service is established in our heart as an irrevocable fact. Very important word, irrevocable. You cannot revoke it. It cannot be corroded. It is an irrevocable fact that Krishna consciousness is established in your heart. How? By regular Bhagavata Sevaya. So please, let us understand the importance of such satsang program. Let us not take it for granted. The Radha Gopinath temple is offering so much facilities to us. The world looking towards Radha Gopinath. And what will it be? It will be so unfortunate. If we being the fortunate recipients of the mercy of Sri Radha Gopinath, take Radha Gopinath for granted because of the time factor. I don't think we can go anywhere. It will be the most unfortunate thing. We heard from Gaurang Prabhu, Govind Prabhu, how they were going and talking about this temple. But what will they have to talk? Is we starting the Radha Gopinath temple for granted? They have nothing to talk. Sunday feast of people. But if we start taking things for granted and Sunday feast reduces to few people, what is the glory? It's not that we want to brag about a temple in the world, but we want a servant of the world so that we can inspire devotees in being faithful to Srila Prabhupada. And we have their service. And for that, we have to really constantly be on our guard. Constantly be on our toes and make sure that time is not corroding our Krishna consciousness. That making a process mechanical. That time is not making us feel that Krishna consciousness, we can take it for granted. Devotees are afforded. Each devotee is so rare. Brahmanda Brahmanjeev is a very Bhagyavanjeev. One in millions and millions of people gets a chance to come to the lotus feet of Krishna, isn't it? What is the slogan? Bhunam Janmanam Ante. Bhunam Janmanam, out of millions and millions of lifetimes, a very rare, very, very unique and special person to Krishna consciousness. I was just imagining, what is this Sunday feast program or what is this thing of devotees in evil? It is one of those millions of people coming together and they are in hundreds of numbers. So it's the combination of the champion of champions. Each one of the people present in Prabhupada's mission is a champion. He is made through, is one of those millions of people. And we are associating with one of those millions of people, isn't it? It is so special. And if we start finding faults, I went to somebody's house with my spiritual master. And, you know, I was that time not a, I was, so I was quite a fanatic, fanatically oriented person. So I went to somebody's house and that person had a right on his wall, on the prominent part of his wall, he had a photograph of he, his wife and child. And I told Spiritual Master, Maharaj, what is this? Instead of Krishna, what is he putting? What is his wife and child? Prabhupada said, then when you talk about this is my wife, this is my children, you are saying this is my sex life. So I was fanatic. I had this properly. So I said, Maharaj, what is this? And then my Spiritual Master gave me his piece of his mind. I said, you are a fool. I said, yes, I agree, Maharaj. But how?
Please explain, Maharaj. At that time, you know, we could ask questions like that. So see, a person is giving his life to Krishna consciousness. Let's say if in a bed sheet which is pure white, if you see on one corner a black spot, is it glorious on your part to point out the black spot and ignore all the white in the bed sheet? Does it require a great person to really find? It is obviously there because it is white and you are obviously seeing it. But it doesn't require a great black spot. Anybody can see it. But it requires a great person to ignore that black and to see the white. I said, I understood, Maharaj. I understand the lesson of my life. You might see faults in devotees. Obviously, all sadhakas. Pate Barwash says in his leadership book, he said, you can't criticize a person to be dirty when he's taking his bath. Right? If a person is taking his bath, it's ganda hai. Kaise ganda hai tu? Arre, but he's taking his bath. He knows he's dirty. He's taking his bath. It takes time for him to get clean. But you can't chastise a person that saying that you are dirty when he's taking his bath. Are taking bath in Krishna's. We all are dirty people, I mean, unearthers. Right? We can't person that obviously has to have unearthers. That's why he's here. Huh? That's very important. We all are taking bath in the nectarian ocean of the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. So let us really understand that what a blessed opportunity do we have to be part of the Hare. And as our time is going, if we don't utilize that time the way it should be used, then we will see something different at the end of life, some different personalities. Yeah? Because, you know, while we were discussing, I had a chance to speak on one of the Bhagavatam verses recently on which were describing the hellish, and we were describing one of the planets called Maharaurav. And the verse explains that if somebody enjoys as at the cost of other person, he goes to Maharaurav. Then I was trying to, and he explained that if you criticize a Vaishnav, you go to Maharaurav. So I have to drive the point that Maharaurav is not only for Karmis. You might find yourself in Maharaurav. We feel that, oh, hellish planet is Karmi, dekho, padho, padho, padho. See where you are going to do. But if you criticize devotees, don't think there will be a royal road opening for you to go back to Godhead. To go back to Godhead is a very difficult thing. You might find yourself in a different destination. Right? So, this time factor, which is very cruel, but which is the manifestation of Krishna. If you utilize each and every time for Krishna's, by engaging Krishna's, Krishna consciousness activities, by hearing, chanting, dancing, feasting, preaching, and not taking things for granted, not making things mechanical, then what happens at the time of death? We saw in the glorious life of Stoka Krishna Prabhu, a person whom we saw walking and talking and, you know, giggling in our midst. So the proof was that this person didn't take Krishna consciousness for granted. He went to the rough times, but he said that Krishna consciousness is useless. Because at the end of his life, Krishna took it. He saw the time factor manifesting in the form of Krishna. His spiritual master was telling him what he will see in the spiritual world. This is what we all have to inherit. This distance, as being devotees of the Sampradaya of Prabhupada's inheritance, the spiritual world. But there is a process we have to follow. And the thing that is most important is that we have to respect time factor, because the fact is it is really affecting us. Let us not waste a single moment. An idle mind is a devil's pleasure. Workshop. A devil starts working. Workshop. You've seen workshop. Is activity going on there? Starts working. Idle mind. Right? So let us be constantly focused. Discussion by hearing Krishna's pastimes. And then all the five assistants. The samskaras. The swabhav. The kam. The desires. The gunas. And the karma. All five will be subservient to Krishna. Because only Krishna can conquer the time. And the result will be, we'll find ourselves back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we will have Kirtan led by... anybody has any questions for Gaurang Prabhu? We can... Yes, somebody can pass the mic.
Hare Krishna. Let me offer my deep sense of gratitude and thanks for beautiful and content discourse. And Prabhuji, in the starting you mentioned about the desert and oasis, how the you compare it, rightly compared with the devotees coming here, they are finding this oasis. Of course, I do agree. But in desert, oasis is a must, recognized as a must for who are living in the desert. But where 13 million population lives in this city, very rarely the people come to this oasis. Why it is so rarest in this phenomena? Hare Krishna.
Because as is explained, that you know, if you make a artificial or a duplicate gold chain, you find all the stations, there's people standing with gold chains, 10 rupees, 50 rupees. Well, flocks of people would buy that. But how you find rush in the Tribhuvanadas Bhimji showroom? You don't find rush. There are very select people who go to Tribhuvanadas Bhimji. They deal with pure gold. So Prabhupada has told us that even though this temple is open for everybody to come and take benefit of the provided in this temple, but very, very few will take advantage of this because they have to pay. Because it is only this organization which asks people to give up no meat, to drink as it sex. You can't even deal in stock market in a speculative way. And don't ask me questions on that. I'm not the authority on that. But so when people have to give up something, they don't want to do that. So very, very few people can really purchase pure gold. We might find many people who can purchase artificial gold and get a suggestion, and they think themselves to have gold, but they don't have gold. Traditions, people, right? They are attracting, and you know, they are not. But here, this is offering you the knowledge of Gita as it is, in the most purest of pure forms. Now, anything pure is costly. It's costly, right? Anything that is pure is very costly. So here, you have to pay. Very, very few people are buyers of this. Marketplace, naam hai hata koleche. But he's asking for shraddha. Shraddha matra lokama ananda. Shraddha is what people have to give as they are, and the shraddha is where people don't want to give their faith. They still have faith in themselves, but here we put faith in Krishna, right? So of course our prayer is, and our desire should be, that we should increase our preaching so that more and more people take advantage. And the fact is, because when the temple started, I was luckily present here. We should have 25 people sitting here for the fish class. And now, in spite of all the heat, for all the train problems, we have practically this whole hall full. That means people have increased. The people are increasing, right? The world. All over the world, the temples are getting filled. More people. There are more and more people coming to the Gaurapurnima festival in Mayapur every year, more than the previous year. So the fact is, Krishna consciousness is spreading. But we have a long way to go. Right? Thank you very much. Is there any other questions? Thank you very, very much. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki! Prabhupada Ki!